This is KCUR. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that focuses on the Missouri General Assembly and the Kansas Legislature.
Introduce yourself, please.
Representative Joe Don Magoa. I represent the 39th District in the House of Representatives in Jefferson City.
Great. Let's get started. This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeh.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go. Yes, welcome to our second Missouri side edition of State House Blend. We'll be back to Kansas next week, by the way, and Sam Zeh will be back here to host that program. I want to welcome my guests. In addition to Joe Don, we've got Arlie Hoskin. She's a blogger and a mental health advocate. She lives in the north part of Kansas City. Welcome to you, Arlie.
Hey, welcome.
And Mike McGraw with KCPT, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist in the journalist seat at the table today. Welcome, Mike.
Good to be here. Thanks.
First, let's go around the table and let our guests set the tone. Our citizen at the table is Arlie Hoskin. Arlie, what would you say or ask of our guest, Joe Don Magoa?
I've heard in the news talk about, Ferguson initiative initiated legislation. It's primarily been around things like body cameras. And I haven't heard much talk about the systemic injustices that may contribute to some of the racial tensions. Do you think that any of those will be addressed via policy?
Jordan, you're the vice chair of the Judiciary Committee, right?
I am.
So,
yeah, we didn't want to have a per se Ferguson agenda last year, but I think some of those issues, like you talked about, are still there and need to be met head on, and I think we'll continue to do that. Like you said, body cameras, some of those things. You know, we know there are some problems there in St. Louis that the legislature can never fix. We'd like to fix them, but as far as broken families and generational poverty, some of those things, you know, we could legislate it to death. But we can work on, and I think it's our duty to work on the educational system in St. Louis to give those kids the opportunity that they need to have. So those are things we're going to continue to work on. And if you want to call that Ferguson-related or just St. Louis-related, you know, I like to look at it as statewide. Mm-hmm. So, it's something that's a priority for, I think, everybody, even a rural legislator like me.
Very good. Thanks for that. So, Mike McGraw, you have been following a lot of issues that the Missouri legislature is facing.
Yes, I have been. And Joe Don, you used the word intern a couple of minutes ago.
Right.
And so I've got to ask you, you know, if you look at the media representation of Jeff City, there's intern gate, there's limitless campaign contributions.
Right.
The media would have us believe that Jeff City is corrupt almost in biblical proportions.
Right.
Do you think the state legislature has got a bad rap, or does a lot need to be done?
Well, I first want to say, I think it's maybe blown a little bit out of proportion, but I think that there's a perception problem, and I think our constituents are looking to us to clean up our acts in Jefferson City, and that's what I want to go to Jefferson City and do. You know, we had an ethics reform bill, a House version last year. There was a Senate version. Caleb Rowden sits right in front of me on the House floor. He carried the House ethics bill. That bill went to conference, and he had the conference committee report on his desk with House signatures on it for 2 weeks. Now, the Senate broke down and because of right to work, and they called the previous question. So, you know, whether or not that could have gotten worked out, I'm not sure. But there is an effort to clean up Jefferson City. The intern questions, you know, I think there something needs to be done. And Speaker Richardson and Representative Engler are working on a committee right now, kind of a working group to work with colleges and universities. Because as I told you, I was an intern in Jefferson City. It helped me immensely. And we want young people to come to Jefferson City, feel comfortable, learn something, and not be preyed upon.
Well, I think the fact that we stand out nationally is the, if I'm right, the only state legislature that has no limits on campaign contributions. I just kind of wonder how long the guys down there want to stand out in that way nationally.
Sure.
I mean, if you think forward into the future, how soon can we really realistically deal with this problem?
So to answer your question, in 2006, when I worked on a state Senate campaign in Northeast Missouri, it was in the era of campaign contribution limits. And if we had a donor who wanted to donate $100,000, they would just set up 100 PACs and political action committees or a bunch of people who would trickle down. There was absolutely zero transparency in where that money was coming from. When they basically passed unlimited campaign contributions, one of the theories was it's 100% transparent. Voters are going to know exactly when you get a $100,000 check, they know exactly who it's coming from. Now, that to me, that's a good thing. What's bad is that one person can finance your entire campaign with one check.
And it's been known to happen.
It's happened.
All right. We're going to go around the table one more time and find out what's on the mind first of our citizen guest, Arlie Hoskin.
Well, another thing I just wanted to touch on real quickly is, do you think there is any chance that Medicaid expansion will happen next session?
Highly doubtful. We've had the conversation a lot. We've talked about it a lot. I just don't think there's, with a supermajority of the Republican Party in Jefferson City in the Senate and the House, there have been a handful of senators who said, it's a non-starter. It will never get through the Senate while we're here. If you look at the numbers right now in Missouri, we have 900,000 Missourians on Medicaid right now. Over the last 5 years, Medicaid spending has increased $1 billion. This last year, it increased by $170 million. So we understand the federal government. They've got this carrot out here saying you expand Medicaid, you put the 300,000 Missourians who don't have coverage on the system, we're going to pay for it for 3 years. We put those 300,000, the argument is that the trajectory is already out of control. If we put 300,000 more Missourians on there, what's it going to do to our budget years down the road?
All right. And Mike McGraw, one more question or thought from you.
Well, Jodan, I think you're involved in some fascinating issues. Two issues that I'm particularly interested in. One is the State Conservation Department, mm-hmm. and one is the future of the river. You and your colleagues have been asking questions about the State Conservation Department,
right,
which is in some minds of some citizens in Missouri sacrosanct. You've been asking some questions about the large amount of money they have.
Right.
Where do you think that's going? Do they need an internal audit?
Yes. I think the Conservation Department does a great job. I think that they're world class. They're the best in the country. But whenever they have the amount of money that they have, and, they need to be responsive to the citizens of the state of Missouri. And I think we need the opportunity to find out where the money's going, how they're spending the money. I mean, I think any governmental program, entity, department, you're going to have some things that need to be, cut and snipped and
tightened. Do you have any suspicions about what that might be before, offhand?
Well, we are actually having the Ag Committee, we're having a joint meeting this month on mitigation tax credits that the Conservation Department, they're currently basically selling these tax credits to companies who have to offset certain expenses when they put up a building. When Walmart puts in a huge parking lot, they have to buy these credits back. Basically, the Conservation Department is using state resources, we think, to do these type of things, and they're forcing small businesses out from being able to do this cost effectively.
I want to thank our guest today, our citizen participant, Arlie Hoskin. Good to have you here, Arlie.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And the KCPT reporter, formerly of The Star, Mike McGraw, thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So one last question and an effort to get to know you, Jodan McGaw. Thanks for being with us, by
You're
the way.
You're welcome.
Really
for
appreciate
having
it, and thanks for representing the 39th District. In an effort to get to know you, though, as
right,
I think you're aware, we're going to close the show with your favorite song. I hope you've given this some thought.
I have.
What is your favorite song?
So I actually asked my wife about this because I listened to Representative Morgan. I had to think pretty long and hard about it.
Yeah, we caught her off guard.
Normally it's My Kids, I would say my favorite song. But I think what fits me is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man.
Ah.
So I thought that's...
That's very nice.
Pretty fitting for me.
And there's some knowing looks around the
right
table. That's a good choice. Well,
right,
thanks so much for being with us. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Brian Ellison. See you next time.
That was an excerpt from Statehouse Blend, KCUR's podcast about the Kansas legislative session and the Missouri General Assembly. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.